Yes, Father, we give you all the thanks and praise in the name of your Son, Jesus. And we're grateful, God, that you are a loving God. We're thankful, God, that you're a faithful God and forever faithful. And when I don't abide faithful, you're still faithful. When I believe not, you're still faithful. Thank you, God, for that. Hallelujah, that we stand before you, Lord Jesus, in your blood, washed, cleansed. Hallelujah, dear God. We're favored and accepted, Lord God, and approved because of the blood of the Lamb. God, help us to settle down into that. Help us to be a thankful people for that. God, help us to get on with the plan and the purpose of God. And Lord, that all the will and the complete and perfect will of God would continue to be magnified and completed in us. We're thankful, Lord, for your great grace. We're thankful for the love that you have shown us, Lord God. May we see more of the beauty of your Son today, looking fully into his eyes. God, let us be touched and moved with the love of your Son. We ask that your Spirit anoint, open our hearts to receive your great grace, and may the word of your grace be what we glory in this day. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise your name. If you'd open up your Bibles with me, we're going to the 9th chapter of Luke today. Such a precious portion of Scripture. Well, it all is, but this one, I pray, just grabs us. Oh, hallelujah. It already's apprehending you, but may we just grab it. Hallelujah. So, as we go to the 9th chapter of the book of Luke, we'll begin reading from the 23rd verse. And he said to them all, isn't that wonderful? He wasn't trying to be exclusive. He said it to them all. If any man, boy, he's without a respecter of person. Isn't that great? Praise God. He's speaking to you. If any man will come after me, let. There we go. See, I told you the cat got out of the bag early today. Let him deny himself. You know what that is? That's just saying goodbye. That's not me. Goodbye. See, a lot of people, oh, I got to deny. I got to do this and chant that. No, it's just goodbye. I understand. That's not me. I praise God the moment I gave my heart to Jesus Christ, the new man came to live. I died. Say goodbye. Amen? Come on now. We need to get excited about this. Let him deny himself, and here we go, and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it. See, and notice again, there's so many wonderful truths in here. Lose his life, not for the earth, not for mankind. Come on now, let's get right to the point. For my sake, my will, my life, the same shall save it. For what is a man advantaged if he gain the whole world and lose himself or be a castaway? For whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed when he shall come in his own glory and in his Father's and of the holy angels. And if you really know what that's saying there, we're talking about some sanctified, praise God, ones there, those holy angels. That's a whole different deal, but my goodness, we got lots of time. Jesus is coming. All right, not to scare you. But we go back, and today we're going to be in that 23rd verse, and it said, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. And I believe that's one of the most profound, wonderful statements and encouragements of walking with God found in the entire Bible. There is no mystery, brothers and sisters, about what he is saying here. He's saying, do you want me? You want to really follow me? Then there it is. My life is your life. For ye are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. Now come on. Come on. Take it. I heard one. It's all right. I'm understanding we're feeding. The trough by God's grace is open. His cross, brothers and sisters, was where everything culminated. His cross, brothers and sisters, It's hard to get through this sometimes thinking about what his cross is. Everything was finished. It's where his blood flowed. It's where all our sins were washed away. And praise God, it's where the rib portion was pierced with him. The cross. Not something I just wear around my neck. I hope you understand. If you have a pretty cross, I pray it's, you know what I'm saying. But the cross is the emblem of suffering and shame. The cross is the exclamation point of, Father, thy will be done. Isn't it? Finished it, didn't it? Hallelujah. Father, thy will be done. It's your plan and your purpose, Father. And by grace, it's become the absolute joy of my heart. The love that you have for me, as those sisters sang about. That's what they were singing about. The love that you have for me knows best. Your plan and your purpose knows best. So here we are, brothers and sisters, and seeking the Lord in this, I pray that we're here today as sons of God. Sons of God. Now, let me tell you something. I know by God's grace, the word tells us that the moment we accepted Christ Jesus, we became children of the King. You're his child. But see, today God is encouraging us on that only sons, and I'll go right there with you to Romans 8, only joint heirs with Jesus Christ truly will take up their cross and embrace it. This is a taking and embracing. He carries that cross for you. I hope you know that. This is embracing the cross. This is being thankful that we've brought into this way. That you can know me is a privilege for us, brothers and sisters. It's how we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. It's how we're really going to come into a relationship of supping together with him as we rejoice that candlelight dinner for two. What can I render unto the Lord? Well, here, honey, take the cup of my salvation and drink. And boy, as he passed that cup to me this week. And sometimes I say, oh Lord, if it be thy will, let it pass. But you know, we know as he knew, there's some things that aren't going to pass if we're going to take up your cross. Okay? Little heavy here, I ask you to pray for me. But this is personal. We're speaking today of your cross and of my cross. It's a cross that has our name on it, brothers and sisters. It reminds me of that old camel. How many times I've wanted to trade mine in. He says, oh son, look at that. It's a beautiful camel. It's who I've made you. It's who you are. Rejoice in it. It's what's going to take you across, son. It's the only way that you're going to come unto me. It's the only way that you're going to finish with joy. It's the only camel that you're ever going to light off and cover yourself with the veil as you see me coming to greet you. Brothers and sisters, I pray that God let us understand and that we receive this. That your cross, and I'm talking of your cross, is as important to you for all of God's perfect and complete will as the cross of Calvary was for Jesus Christ. Just as his life could not be made perfect or complete except through the sufferings appointed to that cross, so it is, brothers and sisters, that my life and your life cannot be made perfect without embracing the cross that Christ has for you. Now that brings me joy. Now, I know you in certain respects that maybe others don't, because I'm your pastor. Some things you share with me. Some things God shares with me. And I would be overwhelmed sometimes in heartache and in sorrow. I would be overwhelmed with grief and pain. But I see the joy that is set before you as He's calling to you today. Come unto me. Take up your cross. Follow me. Follow me. I see people and I see eyes full of the dove, the love of God, that you're quickened. You're thankful. You're praising Him. You're giving glory to God. You're dealing with me. I'm important enough to you, Lord. I am the most important. My inheritance, hallelujah, is in you. And your inheritance, Father, is in us, in your Son. And in that, here's your cross, honey. Do you realize what that is? The value of what God is enjoining you to? Suffer with me and reign with me. Suffer together with me and be glorified together with me. Come on now, let Him take you into this today. See, this world, it's calling out to us, and it's calling out at an increasing rate. It's trying to get us distracted with anything and everything that it deems important. And the only thing that this world deems important is to steal that crown from you. That's all this world is trying to offer you. I hope you understand that. He said, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. That gospel that you hold in your hands. And more importantly, the gospel of Christ you hold in your heart. That holds you. That grace is causing you to apprehend. Hallelujah, Lord. I hold that fast which thou hast. That no man take my crown. My crown. My cross and yours. Do you see these things? Are we panting after God daily? Lord, let me take what you have. Oh my. God help us. God help us. But brothers and sisters, just as His cross. See, this is what's so amazing about this. That power that's in the cross is the same because it's His. Remember, this is His life. I give you credit for nothing. I give me credit for nothing. I'm dead. But yet Christ liveth in me. And this is the life that I now live. And by His grace He brings me faith to come unto Him and say, Jesus, I want more. I want to take more of your great grace. I want to enter into this fellowship with you more and more and more. See, I'm understanding that that pain and that sorrow and that grief that He took, He became death. He took that sin for us so that we would never have to face that. The moment you gave yourself your life by grace and accepted His life, and you said, Jesus, come to live in my life, he that is born of God shall never die. Isn't that amazing? I love that. I'm so thankful for that. That God has brought us into this, brothers and sisters. But just as His cross caused Him to cry out, Tielio, it is finished. Amen? See, it couldn't be finished any other way. That was the plan of God, Son, before time. Beginning. Alpha. We settled on this. We came together in agreement. This is the way that we're going to go. Praise God. Behold the Lamb. You're going to be the Lamb. You are the Lamb. Praise God. You're going to die for the sin of all man. Praise God. You're going to go and to become sin for them who knew no sin. Oh my goodness. Now, brothers and sisters, That cross that cried out T-L-E-O for my Lord and Savior Jesus cross, Christ, is the same cross, praise God, that He is giving to us. That same power that He is giving to us. That will do the same for us. In the cry that I have finished my course and I am ready to be offered. And notice, brothers and sisters, in our scripture today, it is daily. We often get a bit confused with things, I think, daily. Oftentimes we think, well, I got to do the work. I was appreciating a conversation I had with a brother. He said, sometimes I just get so bogged down. It's like, well, I just got to get up and I got to go to work and I got to feed the kids and I got to be here at this time and I got to do that. But brother, I'm doing the work. And I thought, oh my goodness, brother, don't let us forget the best part. You see, it's not the things, and it's not the work. It's the one thing. It's the cross, and it's grace. It's grace. Praise God, brothers and sisters, this is His work. You see, this isn't just a once a year thing. This isn't just a once a month thing. And yeah, I'm going to step out there a little bit. This isn't a Lent thing. This isn't something that is a special day that's appointed by a man thing. This is God's thing. And it's the cross. And He said, if you really want me, it's daily. You go into that. And that's always, praise God. This is His that He has given us, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. We know that it is daily. Because daily we know in the Word of God that we die. And as we die, the new man grows daily, transforming us from glory to glory daily. And someday, face to face, when Christ, who is our life, listen to the Word of God. When Christ, who is our life, see, that's who your life is. Listen, when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with Him in glory. We keep forgetting that, don't we? Oh, but my life is this. I love you. I do, I love you. I'm looking at some lives that I can't even comprehend how the love of God loves you. And I know there's a fight out there. We're fighting the good fight of faith. But you'll never fight it by God's grace till you realize that you are bought with a price. You're bought. My life, He's trying to tell you, is your life. You can try to live denying it. You can try to run from it. But it would be about as stupid as me trying to say, well, I'm not a human being. I'm a dog and I'm just going to go bark with my puppy. It's the truth, isn't it? Isn't it just so simple? Do you see how quickly faith transcends you from unbelief and says, Lord, I see this. It's a simple truth. I'm not my own. I'm yours. When Christ, who is our life. See, that's how come we are one. That's how come we can love. Because we're one in Him. Amen? Amen. All right, I think we're kind of there now. Sometimes it takes a while. Come on. See, I believe by God's grace, there's people here today that want to take this. They want to take your cross. It's not an easy thing, is it? Oftentimes, as He's handing it out, I'm looking over there looking at yours. Can I have that one? Come on. Oh, I seen your life. It was much easier than mine. Oh, you had good parents. Brothers and sisters, I've said it many times. You're sitting here today for one reason and one reason only. God gave you the life that you have. Every single bit of it. The parents that you have or the parents that you don't have. The mom who loved you or the mom who shunned you. The breaks that you think you got and made for yourself, or the breaks that seemed to pass you by and all the disappointments you had. And I'm even talking about right now. It brought you here today. Do you think if anything maybe would have changed, you might not be here today? Do you think if anything would have changed this week, that my heart might not be able to be prepared to give you the Word of God? There's grace that's out there that's causing many today to cling to the cross, that's pressing us beyond our strength. That's having us despair of our own lives and despair for you, of your own life. But it's what has me clinging to that old rugged cross. Battered, shamed, despised. But it's the power of God. And I'm realizing it like never before. That He's saying, son, the whole plan and purpose of my Father is I want you to come and I want you to share this with me. I want you to come into this fellowship, honey. I've got exactly what you need. Don't fight it any longer. Don't. All those feelings, all those emotions, all those weaknesses and infirmities, all those strengths, all those talents, I gave them all to you. I gave them all. And for every single one of them, you look to me. Just look to me. Do you see how simple that is? It's not because I got a talent in something, I look to myself. Or it's not because I got a weakness in something, I look to God. I'm going to get real confused because then I'm going to be going like this, trying to figure out where am I at. This isn't a juggle, is it? It's my eyes are fixed upon Him. All right. We joy in the Lord, brothers and sisters, because He joys in us. And I believe the Bible, praise God, tells us how and why for everything He does. But I want you to know this, brothers and sisters. Only one thing will ever give us the strength and encouragement to take this cross. And praise be to God, that same Jesus. The same yesterday, today, and forever. It was the same inspiration that caused Him to take up His cross. It's called joy. It's called joy. Praise be to God. It's joy. Joy means to delight with gladness. And it also means to have peace in it. To just rest. The joy that was set before Him, brothers and sisters, caused Him to endure the cross. You can think that you're taking your cross today because of duty. You can think that you're taking your cross because of your strength, because of your goodness. But I want you to look down at your hand right now, because you do not have your cross if you think that that's how you got it. You never took it. You're going to take it one way. And that's because of the joy of the Lord is your strength. Amen. Amen. Come on now. It's the joy of the Lord that's my strength. I know I can't pick that up. I know I can't take that. And it's not picking it up. Excuse me. He hands it to you. You take it from Him. He always puts it in His hand and He gives it to you. Isn't that wonderful? Oh my goodness. Brothers and sisters, if we think that we're taking the cross and anything but joy, all you've taken is a bunch of filthy rags. It's the joy of His love. It's the joy of His grace. It's the joy of His mercy that takes it. Now we joy in the cross of Christ, knowing that His cross, praise God, brings many sons to glory. Knowing that His cross was the finishing blow to sin and the end of the devil. We joy because we know that His cross paid it all, and we know that He entered into that death for you and for me. But do we know that your cross, that my cross, has just as much joy for Him? I mean it, don't you rejoice in that? It has just as much joy for Him. This is what He wants, brothers and sisters. This is the partaking that He's asking us to take today. He rejoices in knowing that the cross that He has given you, if you will take it from Him, it is the cross that you will come and suffer together with Him, and you'll reign together with Him. Go back and read Romans 8. I do encourage you. It's the cross that He knows that if you will take it, you'll be despised with Him. But He's looking at you and saying, honey, oh, I'm so excited. You're going to be glorified together with me. Hallelujah. This is wonderful stuff. This is a bridegroom that loves his wife. He wants her to be seen. Do you realize that? I know we don't want to be seen, but then doesn't he tell you this? Honey, it's just me that they're seeing in you. Do you get it? We're one. You've got my life now. See, this is why we don't need to be shy in this. This is why I don't need to try to be humble. I'm down. I'm out. I know that He liveth in me. And because Christ liveth in me, I want Him to be magnified. Because you know why? He wants to be magnified in me. I'm going to make known to all that I have loved thee. He didn't give us this type. See, the groom stands up here in our sweet weddings. Nobody's looking at him. Come on, let's be honest. But she sure is. When I see that bride coming down, I'm talking about those ones that really have an eye for their bridegroom. They're looking at her. They're standing, cheering, really. I wonder sometimes why we don't applaud as she comes down, but don't take that. I get in trouble. But they're going to be applauding. They're going to be rejoicing. They're going to be saying, oh, rejoice, rejoice. The marriage of the Lamb has come. And His wife, here she comes. She's made herself ready. Oh, she's altogether lovely. Oh, she's clothed with the righteousness of saints. But as they come down, she cannot take her eyes off of Him. Off of Him. She realizes that, oh, it's you that did this to me. It's because of you that I walked down here today to take your hand. It's because of you and you alone that I shine. That the joy unspeakable and full of glory, that's become me. Lord, I'm your joy unspeakable, and I'm full of your glory. Oh, my. Sometimes I get ashamed of us, brothers and sisters. How could we be still? I'll let Him deal with you on that. But brothers and sisters, taking up the cross literally means to lift it up high to Him. Do you know that? Oh, it's not, well, I got to put it on my back and carry it around. No. It means to hold up high. It's a praise, isn't it? You'll only take the cross when you take it with joy. See? The gladness of Lord. Thank you, Jesus. The gladness of saying, Lord, it is my cross and it is my crown. the gladness of the Lord, it is my wedding ring. And I hold it up to you as you hold it up to me. I see the cross when I see Him. And I pray that He sees me holding up the cross that He has given me back to Him. Now, that's the joy unspeakable and full of glory. Now, the last thought I'd like to share with you is maybe why in this life, I don't want anybody to speak out on this one because this could be a really open question, but why in this life do we marry? Why in this life do we have children? Now, if you're married or have children, you know why I said be quiet. And what I mean by that is what you know I mean. You know that when you enter into marriage, if you'll realize this, and if you have children, you're going to have increased heartache. You're going to have increased sorrow. You're going to have pain that you have never, ever experienced in your entire life. Ever. I've seen brothers and sisters that have been married for years, that love so, that say so long. I've seen parents with their children that are breaking their heart, running in this world, grandchildren, that just tears your heart right out. I see parents where their children have been stricken with things. All that suffering, all that pain, all that sorrow. But I'll bring those parents, I'll bring those married ones up here, and without fail, any of them that are full of love would say I'd go through it a million times over. Because the joy isn't worthy to be compared with the suffering. Now, how much more infinite are we talking about? How much more infinite is when this I am the very God of very God is offering you today your cross? And what joy that brings, but what joy that will bring. To know that by embracing that cross today, that, Lord, I just might be your readied wife. Come on now. That's for you. I see some puzzled faces. I see some ones going, oh. No, this is for you. This for you. That's why I get excited about it. This for you and you and you and you. I don't care how young you are. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how wicked you think you are. This is for you. And I know it without a doubt, it's for you. Because it's the very will of God to come into this intimacy of the knowledge of your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Not just to know Him, the Father, as Father. Not just to know Him as friend. Not just to know Him as a confidant. But to know Him as the husband. Now that's yours. I'm telling you. That is yours. So in that, brothers and sisters, He's telling you, take it up daily. Now, I know we're rejoicing now. What about tomorrow morning? Oh, how many times I've heard, I'm not going to say where, I don't want to get in trouble. First thing waking up, oh, I need my cup of coffee. Not at my home. Maybe even from this body. God help me. No, I pray tomorrow morning and every morning thereafter. God, quicken your heart. It's time. Nope. I need my cross. I need my cross. First thing, only thing. And praise be to God. To be strengthened with that joy. To be thankful for that, brothers and sisters. To allow Him to bring that kind of communion with Him. Standing before Him. Do you know when you take that cross, you're burning. On fire. A living one. Before Him. Full, perfected, saying back to Him, Christ in me. Christ in me is the hope of glory. Let's stand and praise Him. Come on, stand and praise Him. Thank you, Jesus. Thank Him for this, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord God, for this, brothers and sisters. Lord, come into your people with this, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I praise you, Lord. Oh, the joy that is set before us, Lord God. Let us see it. Oh, to win you, to win you, to win you. Oh, to win you, to win you, to win you. Oh, to win you. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes, oh God, thank you for your great love to us, Lord Jesus. So thankful, Lord, that you're worthy. You're worthy to be praised. Oh, and thank you, Lord, that your life is the life that we live. Oh, and so thankful, Lord Jesus, that that faith is right there to quicken us every moment of the day. God, let us look fully into your face, Lord God. Look into your scriptures, Lord God, with full assurance of faith, believing you for all things. God, help your people. We are weak. We are needy. But that's exactly who you came for. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are inadequate. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are insufficient. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are infirm. God, let us hear these things. Lord, as Brother Paul said, I glory in my infirmities. I'm so thankful for my weakness. For it is then and only then that the power of Christ, it covers me. It rests upon me. It blankets me. Thank you for holding us like that, Lord God. Help us to see it the much the more until we see you face to face. In Jesus' name.